Captain.
Picks to click with the captain. And these suggestions are for entertainment purposes only. Captain, are you there?
Captain.
I am.
So everybody, it is time to take your seats, buckle up, listen up, because this is your captain speaking back for week 5 of the AAF with some gambling picks. So looking back on week 4, we had a pretty good week. Record was 3-2. One of the things I was really surprised and proud of was last week was the first time we featured a dirty dog pick, which was a underdog that was a good value that we took straight up. I took Memphis plus 195 and no Hackenberg equals wins for Memphis, apparently. Mettenberger looked great. So dirty dogs 1-0. Both of those Saturday games, kind of did me in. Ended up losing both of those. I took the under on the Fleet versus Express game. It was under 41.5. The total ended up being 49. And then for the Apollos versus Stallions, I made the mistake of doubting Steve Spurrier. I could be wrong saying this, but I'm pretty sure this had to have been the first game that he coached in the snow. And he still came to play. They still got the victory. Won by 9 points. So my pick of Stallions to cover, yeah, that didn't go well. But on Sunday, I picked the under for San Antonio at Birmingham. It was under 39.5. The final total was 23. I don't know why anybody would pick the over for these Birmingham games. I mean, Dean, wouldn't you say that offense has just looked very, very bad?
They certainly have underperformed. They certainly haven't executed. And as you look at the numbers, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but there's no question that this offense is not executing where it needs to be. And my personal opinion is they've kind of skated to some wins this year. I'm not saying all the wins have been skates, but at least one or two they probably got really fortunate on.
Well, their quarterback, Luis Perez, he hasn't thrown a touchdown yet this year. He's the only quarterback in the league that has started every game or started at least two games that hasn't thrown a touchdown.
I saw the stat, and I think it's like 140, maybe 160, something in that ballpark. But it's a significant number of passes attempted thrown without a touchdown.
Yeah. So regardless, that offense can't put up points. I picked the under at 39.5. That proved to be a very, very good pick. And then Sunday night's game, this was by far my favorite of the weekend. I'm an Atlanta Legends guy. I know they're not very good, but I still got a pull for them. So I ended up taking them to cover plus 12. No team has covered a double-digit spread yet, so I figured might as well ride out that trend. And they did more than cover. They won. First victory on the season for the boys in purple and gold. So, very exciting game. Well, as exciting as a 14-11 game could be. We saw our first safety in AAF history, Ed Reynolds. Him and Tyson Graham, the two safeties they have, they've been lights out. And then, as I mentioned, we won the Dirty Dog pick of Memphis straight up. And if you follow me on Twitter, you would see that I put in a late parlay of double down on Memphis, and I took the Legends to cover as well. And the odds on that were plus 487, and I won that. So if you combine that with Memphis straight up at plus 195, if you would have bet $100, you would have had a payout of like $650. So it was a very profitable weekend with those two games alone. So on the season, we are 5-4. Got that winning record that I was waiting for after going 2-2 last week. So the Dirty Dog came through. But do you have any other thoughts on this past weekend's games?
Well, I'm thinking more on towards this weekend, because I had mentioned somewhere this is going to be separation Saturday and Sunday, because all the teams that are playing teams that are pretty much equal to where they are in their divisions. We've got the Western Conference teams, the 2-2 teams playing several times. We've got Birmingham and Orlando meeting up, and then we've got Memphis and Atlanta. So, I mean, I don't think you could pick a more balanced weekend than you have right now.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting weekend for how it all played out. And in terms of conference standings, when we're almost to the halfway point of the season, I mean, things are going to start shaping up for the playoffs. So this is going to be a very big
playoffs.
playoffs. This weekend, the first game we have, Steve Spurrier's boys, they're traveling to Birmingham. Orlando's a 4.5-point favorite. The over-under's 34, which I guess because Orlando's there, they figured there could be points scored, because I really don't think Birmingham can put up much points at all. But Spurrier and that Orlando team, Garrett Gilbert, 6 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Their defense has looked solid. I think, hands down, they are the best team in the league. The Iron has been trending down. As we mentioned, that offense is underperformed. I don't know how much longer their defense can carry them. So I think 4.5 points for Orlando is very, very, very easy, I guess. Very generous for Birmingham, I guess you could say.
Captain, so I think that the Bounce House Spectrum Stadium at the University of Central Florida, where the Apollos play, is basically going to be a launching pad this weekend. I really do.
This is probably the easiest game to pick. I'm taking Orlando to cover -4.5. Last week I picked the Stallions to cover against Orlando. I'm sorry, Coach. I'm not going to doubt you again. So I'm picking you this week, Orlando -4.5. And then for the second game on Saturday, we have a Western Conference showdown between two teams that are 2-2, or is Salt Lake? Yeah, Salt Lake's 2-2, right?
No, the Stallions are 1-3.
Okay. So yeah, that means the winner of this game, or if they win, they'll be tied. They'll be tied with the Fleet for Western Conference standings, I believe. But San Diego's a 5.5-point favorite. I'm surprised they're favored by that much after Nelson went out. I thought Nelson was one of the more steady and consistent quarterbacks in the league, and Mike Martz came out and said, you might have to help me with this name, Dean Berkovici.
I don't even know how to pronounce it, so I'm glad you said it. We'll go with that.
Sorry, Mike Berkovici, if I'm mispronouncing your name, don't take it personally. I apologize. But he didn't have a very good week one, the game that he started and then got injured towards the end.
He also got lit up, but he's going to be forever remembered on you or at AAF posters for getting his helmet knocked into creation.
I mean, that was like the highlight play of week one that you saw on multiple networks. But he threw two picks that game, mediocre yardage, and they're going to have to rely on the running game. And fortunately for them, they have Jaquan Gardner, best back in the league, continues to be not so fortunate. They're going against the Salt Lake Stallions defense that is ranked number one against the run in the league. They're giving up 84.4 yards per game. So that's a league best. So if Jaquan Gardner gets relatively shut down or is not able to be as productive and they'll need their passing attack, I don't think Mike is going to give it to him. So I'm picking the Stallions to cover +5.5. That's a pretty big spread as is. So I like that pick, Stallions 5.5. So for Sunday, first game, we have the Eastern Conference showdown of the two SEC quarterbacks, Memphis at Atlanta. Atlanta, first time all season, they are the favorites. They are favored. They're favored 1.5 points. The over-under is 38. So, as I mentioned, we have former LSU quarterback Zach Mettenberger going up against former Georgia Bulldog quarterback Aaron Murray. So they both graduated the same year, 2013. Murray had I think he tore his ACL at the end of 2013, but that's kind of irrelevant for this game. I'm a big SEC guy, Gamecocks. That's my team. Little bitter about Murray, but now plays for my AAF team, so I have to pull for him. So both these teams got their first wins last week. I thought Legends had the more impressive win coming on the road, but Mettenberger ended up going 18 for 25 with 174 yards and a touchdown. So pretty productive week for Mettenberger. Got the Express their first victory. So for this game, I think it's going to be close, as the spread indicates. I really, really, really want my Legends to win. 2 weeks in a row with a W would be huge, but I just don't know. So I'm going to take the under. I think both of these teams, scoring-wise, can be a little shaky. Express did put up 26 points last week. So a fairly high amount compared to the Legends 14. It could go over if the Legends stop attempting fake field goals on fourth and goal. I'm still not over that play. That play was bad. But I'm just gonna think that W we got, because at the end of the day, all that matters, if you win or lose, or if you make money. So I guess three things matter. The Sunday nightcap game, we have San Antonio +2.5 at Arizona, and they're the favorites -2.5. The over-under is set to 40.5. So I really like San Antonio. They came out last week, looked great, Kenneth Farrow, the running back. He had 130 yards or 140 yards on the ground, but not so hot on Logan Wood's side. He's struggled, been a very up-and-down season for him. He has one touchdown to five interceptions. So anytime I see that stat for a quarterback, that's going to make me a little hesitant. But San Antonio also has a very good defense. The hot shots are coming off that disappointing, embarrassing upset to the Legends last week. So the 2.5-point spread, that's very, very close. I really don't like taking spreads that close. So I'm going to go with the under 40.5. San Antonio's turnover prone. Arizona's offense has been trending down.
Yeah, that's truly the case. I mean, they're second in the league, 344.5 total yards, but their run game is starting to decline. Passing game isn't where it needs to be. It's a team that's not in a good spot right now. Do I still think they're one of the best teams in the league? Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to say they are. I mean, the Western Conference is our division. It's pretty even, I would say, at this point between the four teams, unlike the East, which there seems to be a much larger talent gap. But so that wraps up the four games for this weekend. First game, Orlando -4.5. Second, Stallions +5.5. And then for Sunday's games, I'm taking the under in both of them, under 38. Memphis, Atlanta, under 40.5. San Antonio, Arizona. And this week, for the Dirty Dog pick.
Our favorite.
This is the one, you know, you can do decent on. Got last week, right? Let's make it 2-0. I'm going to take the Stallion +175 on the money line, straight up.
By the way, we talked real quickly before I let you go. We talked about the numbers for Birmingham. Now, top in the league, San Antonio with 608 yards. Worst in the league is Birmingham with Trent Richardson. And I'm just saying it because he's their feature back. I'm not throwing any more baggage there, just saying that. 295 yards, their run game. 73 a game. Well, just a shade under 74. Best in the league is 152 yards a game on the run. Passing game is better at an average of 191. But overall, they're churning out 265 yards a game. Best in the league is 285. That's Orlando. Arizona, 344.5. San Antonio, 227. San Diego is 318. And then third from the bottom, so fifth, 265 total yards per game, Birmingham Iron. That is an offense that really is not performing at full capacity. Hey, we want to remind you, too, when we say gambling, we mean purely for entertainment purposes. And if you have a gambling problem, if you know somebody that does, we encourage you to contact the National Council on Problem Gambling. That website, NCP, National Council on Problem Gambling, ncpgambling.org. You can call them 800-522-4700, 800-522-4700. You can also text them at that same number, or if you need to, ncpgambling.org, where you can have a live chat. But we want to encourage you to seek help. There is no shame in admitting that you need help. For the captain, I'm Dean Jackson. Thanks for tuning in to the Captain's Picks to Click. So long, everybody.
Captain.
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 Captain.